for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, July the 7th, 2011. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on Beguile.
Father, I just come before you right now. God, I'm yielding my vessel to you, Father. Let me hear your word, God, that you speak in my ear. And that word can bring life and life more abundantly. We just thank you. We praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. The other day, I received a word about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the word was beguiled. Have you ever been beguiled? Ever been tricked, deceived, persuaded to do something that you didn't want to do? Seduced. These are the meanings to beguilement. And it says, to charm or to divert. Have you been diverted from where you were supposed to go? God's called you to something, and all of a sudden, through fear and frustration and stuff, you've been diverted from the call of God. You've been entrapped. You've been ensnared. The things of these lies. Or has been beguiled. It says beguilement, beguiler, beguiling. And so there's several words there that works on men's hearts and minds today, and women's hearts and minds today. Two people get married. The man's got a vision for the marriage, and the woman's got a vision for the marriage. But one's way over here, and one's way over there. But they thought, hey, you know, I get married to this woman, I'm going to straighten her out. And she gets married to the man, I'm going to straighten him out. And so here we start this war. We got this war between Adam and Eve. You know, it's that woman you gave me that ate that thing. But the thing about it is, we should have said no. And the men all of a sudden, they decided, well, I'm macho and I demand respect. Demand respect. You do not demand respect. You earn it. You earn it. So, in leadership, how do you gain respect? By love, by concern, caring, reaching out, praying, being what you should be. And it works both ways for male and female that way. The women need to have respect, but sometimes, I'm speaking from a man's point of view, if you got a woman that wants to, you know, the man loses respect because his backside is bleeding, you know, and you've been cut, bruised, but nary, I'm going to use some Arkansas terms, nary a drop of blood, you know, and we think we're really bleeding, but we're not. But God expects us to do some things, and we need to come up out of our petty thoughts and where we were. And I want to read through the true mandate to the church today. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. And we're going to see what the real mandate to the church. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. But he was speaking to the 12 right here, and he sent them forth and commanded them to go into the highways. Go not in the highway of the highways of the Gentiles, but into the city of Samaria. Enter therein ye not. But go rather to the lost house of Israel. We need to go to the lost tribe, the lost house of Israel. And where the Jews became lost is they quit worshiping on Saturday. And we start worshiping on Sunday. So really, my take on it, every day is the Lord's day. Every day that I need to be in His will. Every day I need to be praying. I need to be praying continually. Continually in my mind. If I run into a problem, what do I need to do here, Lord? And He tells me. And it happens so many times on a job. I'll have a person working with me, and I tell him to go get a tool because I thought I needed that tool, and I'll have that little process already completed by the time they get back, because the Lord told me how to work it by just, you know, talking to Him. And He's taught me to work going and coming. If I need something over there, I pick it up and take it over there. And if there's something around here that needs to be over there, I pick it up and take it over here. And you double your speed of the job, you know. But now we run into situations. We've got these things, apports. These apports that come, and it's spelled just like the word on a computer, is a port spirit that steals what you're working with. Have you ever gone into a room and you're being studying, you lay down a piece of paper or a Bible, or and then you come back and you cannot find it whatsoever? Well, the Lord just kind of showed me to bind this spirit of a port, and I can go right to it. I command Satan to bring it back. Put it right back where it was, and you turn right around. And you looked right there, but it was not there. And you turn right around after you pray, and it's sitting right there where you laid it down. So we're fighting a warfare. We're fighting a warfare. And we need to be worried, thinking about the commandment of God. And it says, but go rather into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And who makes sheep? Sheep make sheep. Pastors don't make sheep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And He says, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom, and that's completely different than the church. The kingdom of heaven is where Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, operates. He says, the kingdom of heaven is at where? At hand. As somebody with a word of knowledge laid hands on you, the kingdom of heaven is operating right then. We're in the kingdom of heaven. Somebody's laid hands on you and spoke deliverance over you, and all hell's moving away from you, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we need to be into the kingdom and not into the church. The church is, are we sitting in there and we're sitting on our stool to do nothing, and everything else is just falling down around us. Even our bodies are falling down because we allow petty things to come in and you know, take us over. As He says, but heal the sick. Heal the sick, heal the sick, heal the sick. You know, and some people can't even speak to a headache. And we was talking in a men's meeting just a little earlier. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 28. They was wanting to know about the spider spirit. And this thing is real, and it happens, and it takes it, and it moves in on people. But so they were wanting to know. And so I had to do some quick digging, and we found it. And it says, in King James Version. Now, from the last count I heard, there was 37 different Bibles to fit 37 different thoughts. I don't like that thought, Shirley. I'm going to write me a new Bible. I don't like that doctrine. I don't care for that doctrine. I'm going to write a new one. I don't like thee and thou. That's too proper. That's the King's language. So I don't like that. I'm going to write me a new Bible. Okay? And so here it is. It says, and the spider takes hold of her hands as it is in the king's palace. The king's palace, He says, know you not you're the kings and priests? A kingdom of kings and priests? Where is the palace? Where is the palace? Right up here. Right up here. You ever had a migraine headache? Sometimes spiders will crawl up in you and they'll lay eggs behind your eyes, and your eyes will just throb, and you have this migraine headache. And you can't think. You know, you've got to get into a dark place. You've got to put a rag on your head, and you lay there for 2 or 3 days before this thing subsides. And so, it's also got a name attached to it, too, as fibromyalgia, where your shoulders have pains and your arms hang down. So, these things are working in the church today, and we're not speaking to them. But it says, heal the sick. And I bind that spirit of fibromyalgia right now in Jesus' name. And I command it to come out of you right now. All migraine headaches, move. Witchcraft power, witchcraft authority, I bind you and break your powers and command it. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. And it says, what else? It says, cleanse a leper. You know what leprosy is? What do you call that at Diane? Eczema or whatever it is? Psoriasis. You know what? And what's happening is your heart's been broken. Your heart's been broken. Causes a skin issue. And I speak to that broken heart right now. Where you was broken deeply. And I bind it and break the power of that broken heart. I speak a wholeness to your heart right now. Vessels around your heart, move. Fluid, move away from that heart that's restricting it right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And be healed in Jesus' name. See, the kingdom of heaven is at our hand. At hand. And I get kind of stirred up and get aggravated at these evil spirits that wants to hang on to our people. To hang on. And also, in the name of Jesus, release the oil of joy back into your skin. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, and glorify you. In Jesus' name. So, hey guys, we're not operating in the kingdom of heaven. A word of knowledge needs to flow. There's few people, but we need people that can speak to the heart. Know the heart of man. You know where we have fallen. You know? And in marriages, if we have these issues happen, you know, and the arguments stay there and we get frustrated with our husbands or our wives and things of that nature. And just like going back to this fibromyalgia, and we get this migraine headache and we just continue on. That elevates or heightens the ability that a stroke will come upon you. And so if you're mad at the person that you're married to or the headship over you, you just release it. And I bind those strokes in Jesus' name and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Now, if you stay angry long enough and add that bitterness, and then cancer comes. Bitterness. I speak to bitterness right now in Jesus' name. All cancer cells, I speak to it right now in Jesus' name. You cancer spirit, I bind you and break your powers and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. The same thing. It says, woe unto them give suck in last days. Two women get bitter at one another. And one forgives the other one, but the other one hangs on. Especially if it's a daughter-in-law or a daughter, the left breast will have cancer. Nodes, a cyst first comes in there. But then if you just continue to hang on and you will not forgive, then cancer takes over. But we have the antidote for cancer right now, and the name of it is forgiveness. We've got all adults in here, I think. Can I talk to you like an adult? Two people are married, man and woman. They get in a fight. And then all of a sudden, the man demands the woman to take care of him. Okay? And she resents that fact. That's a good way of endometriosis starting. Refusing the real true love. But see, we need to love one another. We need to love one another and give ourselves wholly. Wholly, with a whole mind, with a whole heart. But if we're in a fit of rage, or if we're a fit of anger, then this thing and bitterness comes in. Then it goes from endometriosis then to ovarian cyst. And from ovarian cyst, it goes into cancer. Bitterness takes us out. And we are being taken out before our time. We don't need disease to take us out. We don't need disease to take us out because God could call us home at any moment. At any moment. Here's a big one. We get on seat of judgment. We stay on a seat of judgment. And we're angry when we're judging. You know, thank God I came out of a denomination that's very judgmental. Thank God. And you stay on the seat of judgment. Hemorrhoids first start because of this judgment, anger. And and seething anger inside you just rises and rises and rises. And all of a sudden then we go down and we go get a colonoscopy, especially after you get in your 50s, and they start clipping out polyps, and the polyps come first, and then we go back, and then we get a little, the big D gets sent to us, not the divorcement, the word diverticulitis, and then we get, it keeps on, we don't change our diets, we don't take and release our families, we don't release our wives, we don't release our husbands, and then we'll wind up with the little note C comes to you, cancer. So, and the word is forgiveness. Canceling the spirit of bitterness. Just canceling, hey, we ask for our husbands and our wives. We talk to God. I want a husband. Did we not? Did we not speak that into a position? I love them. You know, would you marry me? Oh, yes, you're the love of my life. And all of a sudden they don't do something right. And then we get, oh, our tail's all twisted in a knot, and our pants don't fit too good anymore, and here we go. And then we start talking bad about our wife or our husband. And he says, know ye not you've been joined, and the two of you become one? You talk bad at your husband, or you talk bad at your wife, you talk bad about yourself. You're releasing a judgment on yourself. And we got an antidote. And it don't cost anything. It's forgiveness. And insurance policies, our people are making millions. Trillions. They're controlling the world today. And then they got a partner called hospitals. Big business. The same thing as the tabernacle in the wilderness. You take your favorite goat, you take your favorite cow in there, and they cut the vein, they bleed, and they die. Well, guess what? You go down here and get put in imitation death. What part of your body do you want to sacrifice today? What part of your body? Your kidneys? Your liver? Your hearts? Your knee joints? Your hip joints? Your elbow joints? Your shoulder joints? Your gallbladder? Forgiveness is the antidote. And the Bible, the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the gospel. And we take it. And we forgive. He says, these things I do are not mine, but my Father who sent me. So I send you. These things I do, and greater things ye shall do. Because he left out of here in 3 years. If you stay here 20 years and continue working in the kingdom of heaven, what do you think is going to happen? Greater things. Multiply. 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 He never wanted to stick your gift in the hole. Because go back and read that. You know, he gave one man three gifts, the other man two gifts, and he gave one, and he went and dug a hole and stuck it in the hole. And he didn't use it. And he came back and he took the one and gave it to the others. And he wound up with no gifts. I say stir up your gift. Stir up your gift. Because God got something for you. He's got the kingdom of heaven at hand, ready for us to move and operate in. And we can speak to the cancers, and we can cancel assignment right now in Jesus' name. I don't know how many times my wife and I, we've been spoke to at 11 o'clock at night, told us to get up and go to the hospital. And he said there was a man there shot. He was shot in the stomach twice. We didn't know him, but the Lord told us to get up and go to that person. We walked in there. We walked right past the nurses. It was like they didn't even see us. I mean, they were just staring at the wall. We went in there. We laid hands on him, prayed for him. They released him the next day. And we didn't tell nobody about it. Nobody about it. He didn't even know we was there. But it was God, see. He says, that Bible that you're holding in hand is the bread. He says, we do not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of His mouth. The Spirit tells you. That is the word that comes to you. And when you start operating in the Word, you automatically are in the kingdom of God. Church, come out of the church into the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Stir up those gifts God's got in you. But now some of us need to find a mentor to control those, because sometimes we get wildfire and we get so zealous that we go out there and all of a sudden we got a hoof and mouth disease. You know, and we speak too quickly. We don't let the door open, or we don't, you know, come to church, you know, but we don't see the man's back just killing him and just reach out and touch his back, be healed in Jesus' name. We got to learn how to see the door. We got to know to see, watch for the tear or the swelling of the eye. We got to know when, you know, when the Holy Spirit is talking to you, this is what's causing that person to be in the shape they are today. You know, and we got to realize, hey, he just came from a wife that just ripped him up one side down the other. He just came from a situation, he got his bill in the mail and all his credit cards had been maxed out. And he's just, you know. And boy, I tell you what, when you, all your credit cards have been maxed out and you don't know it, whew, that puts you in a fit. That puts you in danger of racka, you know, and in danger of hell. And because our anger, what we do with our anger, we can receive it or we can release it. And our anger can blow up. Because, hey, I started with anger and I got mad at my wife and my child at the same time. Boom, my disc blowed down there in third. I went to every blooming chiropractor around and they was not helping me one iota. And then my wife, my dear wife, my piece of iron, she pushed me down on the bed one day, and I bind that anger and strife in Jesus' name, and I was caught. I didn't cry or nothing. I just said, huh, and I was healed just like that. But I allowed it to come back again and again. And anger, you turn over Proverbs 19:19, it says, a man of great wrath will be put in prison, and you'll have to deliver him many times. How many times do you want to go to jail? How many times do you want to be put behind bars? How many times? And it finally got to where I couldn't keep my back door closed, and I was crawling around on the floor. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny at all. I called a surgeon, and the next day I crawled in the hospital, and 5 o'clock that afternoon I walked out. No pain. Of course, there was a lot of anesthesiologists still in me, but it was no pain. But the next day I still didn't have any pain. I didn't take any pain pills either. And there was a funeral in Carlisle, and I drove down there 50 miles or 60 miles to a place. But God started healing me and started working with my anger and some other things. And anybody ever have any trouble with anger in here? Well, if you used to, you still got a little, because it seemed like that booger is really hard. Hey, it's like a genie. Can you, or a tube of toothpaste. Once you squeeze that toothpaste, can you get it back in that tube? You let that anger out, and you can't get it back in the tube. You let that genie out, you can't get it back in the box. So, here we are. Here we are. We have been tricked. We have been guiled. Our parents show us, well, I get mad, blah, 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 you know, and my way or the highway. And then we think we're living in a real fine Christian family, and mom and dad gets in the bedroom and you're hearing thump, 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 bang. You know, and it's not the bed springs either. It's everything in there. It's the doors, the walls, the, you know, the floor, and you know. And we think we're living in a Christian home. And then that comes out on us. That comes down the bloodline. That's the generational curses, the angers, the fears. And then some people are even worse. They got worse scenarios. I mean, especially when some people are born in the realm of pedophiles. They get sexually abused and beat, and the little girls get raped at a very young age. The young boys get raped at a very young age. That's a trauma, folks. That's a trauma. But the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. And I praise Him, because that's what sets the captives free. That's what makes everything fresh and anew. That's where forgiveness can come, where you refuse to forgive. I'm telling you right now, we had a good coming out meeting up there, and we all got in on it, even including myself. When something came out of my forehead, it felt like a piece of steel, and I'm telling you what, it came like just like dizzy. I don't know what it was. I don't care, but I don't want it back. I don't want it back. And I feel a whole lot better. I feel a whole lot better. And see, it's a body ministry. We cannot walk in pride. You know, when you say, well, I'm a prophetess. Well, I spoke to this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah. And I set myself up and, you know, pride, religious spirit, you're in for a fall. And guess what? When you're 100 feet in the air and you hit that concrete, something's going to break. And I don't believe in courtesy falls. Matter of fact, I don't want you to fall. I'd rather you stand up and not have to fall. But thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. And you know, here's one that we really get stuck in. This, and I want to take my privilege to go over to Leviticus chapter 18. And these are laws. Now, how many of you feel like that all laws are done away with? All the laws of the Old Testament. I don't know. Well, good. I'm in a house of agreements then. So, but let's go into this one right here. It says, and I want to stop and I want to show you a couple of things as we go through here. And the first verse in there, and it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them that I am the Lord your God. Now, whose law is it? It's God's law. Has God's law ever been done away with? Never. Never. But they are some places, and some people say it is done away with. The only time it is canceled out is, I done it. God forgive me. I renounce it. I repent. And I turn from it and will not go back. And it's placed under the blood. And that law is released from you. But if you say, and that law didn't affect me, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Let's go on down to 5. And he says, and just keep my statutes and my judgments. If a man does, he shall live in them. And I am your Lord. Now, let's go to verse 6. And now you shall none of you should approach any of your nearest kinmen to uncover. To uncover, that means to have sex with. I am the Lord. It says in verse 7, neither shall your father or... the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. All right. When you get married, you become one, right? You become one flesh. Okay, the next verse it says, the nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is the nakedness of thy father. So, let's go to Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. So we got some situations going on. You know, here was Noah. He built the ark. The floods came. They built an ark and he planted a vineyard, right? What was the next thing happen? Huh? After they planted the vineyard, when got drunk, they got drunk. And during that drunkenness, they had a party. They had a party. Well, I know I got number 9 in here. Verse 20, it says, and Noah began to be a husband, and he planted a garden, and drank wine, and there was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Cain, now remember these two words, Ham and Cain, and saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers without. Now what really happened here, go down to verse and Noah woke from his wine and he knew what the younger son had done unto him. Now there was some time passed between 24 and 25. And he said, cursed be Cain, the son of Ham. Ham actually went in there and had incest with his mother. And the curse today is incest. A lot of people tried to preach in the old time that the black people were cursed because they were black. It's not. The black people are not cursed. The curse is incest. It covers all gender, all races, all nationalities. Can you see that? Can you see that? He cursed Cain. And he cursed Cain. Now, let's go back to chapter 18. Let's read verse 3. And after doing the lands of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, ye shall not do. And after the doings of the land of what? Canaan. So Canaan was a person. He started having children. And his children were doing the same thing that happened to him. Incest. Party time. The Moabites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, all was in the same situation. And God said not to go into them. Not to go into them. What is the very center core to humanity today? Is birth. Repopulating. Where did Satan want to get to? In other words, having sex and reproducing. That's the bottom core of humanity. If we didn't have mothers and fathers today, would we be here? So, to me, the homosexual says that they're right. But if everybody turned to homosexual in 70 years, there wouldn't be a person on the earth. Are they right? Okay. But it says, in the land of Canaan, where therein I bring you, ye shall not do, neither shall you walk therein, their ordinances. It's okay. And we've got some sex today. Sex. Not sex, physical sex. I'm talking about people. There's beliefs and say, it's okay. It's okay to defile your daughter. It's okay to defile your son. In Canada, people are losing their churches because of these people. They're moving in and taking over churches. It's okay. Because they voted in, it's legal to have partner, or what do they call it? Moral union, or the domestic partners, or married the same sex. Homosexuality. Same sex marriage. And they're taking over. But guess what? It was prophesied in the Word. So shall it be in those days when Jesus shall return.
Amen.
But we still have the kingdom of God here. And God wants to come and live with us and abide in us and pull us out of this junk. And pull us out of this junk. But we need to know what we need to abstain from. And I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I'm trying to show you that where God, if you're caught in that situation, God makes a provision for you. That grace. He says, I love you. And God will forgive any sin that you do if you confess it and come away from it. Now, there is an area that you're kind of cut off, and that's people that become transvestites have operations, changing their sex order. They're cut off. They're cut off. Because they've been turned over to a reprobate mind. Been turned over to a reprobate mind. Verse 9 in Leviticus chapter 18. And the nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she was born at home or abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. So, this means, in other words, this chapter puts a family together every way it possible. Every way possible, it puts a family together. And I know some people around where I live, and some of them, they're their own grandpas. They're so mixed up until they're their own cousin and their own brothers. And I mean, it's just gone Way too far. Way too far. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Both organs?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, there needs to be much prayer, because that really brings on confusion, brings on insanity, brings on schizophrenia, hysteria, those kind of things. So that's in God's hands. I'm not going to judge that one. I'm not going to judge that one. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants to change us. He wants to warn us of those things. He's wanting to tell us to abstain, that we could be that church, that kingdom of priests and women of God and men of God, that we can warn the people. Because I'm telling you right now, most churches will not touch this chapter at all. At all. But we need to know it so where we could go back and talk to our grandchildren and our children if they're still at home. And we need to tell them, abstain from this thing. That this curse not come upon you or your grandchildren. I'm a kind of a studier of people, and I knew this really lovely lady, and this happened way earlier in her life. And her brothers attacked her and done this to her way early in her life. And hatred and bitterness. And when a daughter is done this way by the father in latter times in life, they cannot go back home, because the father and the parents will not let them back in, being afraid. They don't want, because they blame it on the child. They refuse to repent. They refuse to let that thing come out of the closet. The closet sin is in every church. It's in every society. It's all over the place right now. And that's the most biggest thing around that kills people today. That's the reason why we have so many insane asylums. That's the reason why we have so many jails. It's full today. But we need to take the authority back. We need to take it back to our people and tell them, thus saith the Lord. Where the few of those Bibles, they take out, thus saith the Lord. They take the rulership out of the Word. We need to come back to reality. Here's a scenario right here. Let's talk about this right here. A woman gets married. She gets pregnant. The husband's got his own agenda. She gets pregnant and he gets mad. He says, we don't need a child right now. That child's automatically cursed, because when does a child start hearing in the womb? Immediately. That umbrella up's here, right here. And it's all of a sudden jerked over here. Open that child up to every foul and every evil demon there is. But Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. He's the adopter. And we need to be able to discern situations like this. I've seen people actually grow this much. We was ministering to a lady in Missouri. She was raped at 13 years old. Had a child. Took it away from her because she was young. Sent that child off. And never was able to see that child again. And she walked like this, just all humped over with fear and guilt and shame and embarrassment, and couldn't talk about it, couldn't hold her baby, couldn't love her child, couldn't nurture her child. And the word of knowledge came that she was raped, and she was able to talk about it. And that woman stood up, and she stood up, and she stood that much taller. And a smile came on her face. And she was 60-some years old when that happened. Transformation right then. And then she said, I know somebody's got a computer. And she said she was going to try and find that little boy. We need to know how we are beguiled. Our kissing cousins, we need to abstain from that. Our children need to abstain from it. And yet when we were running around the playground, we was caught up it, and some of us caught up it, and we ourselves. Because we was closed community. Back when he was growing up and I was growing up, you know, back here in the West, Midwest, there were very few cars. The community is really closed. And it's a pretty common thing. But now as we are in 30 minutes time, we can be, 60 miles away, and it's not so common anymore. But back a long time ago, things were really happening. Really happening. And it says, thou shalt not go into thy sister that's born at home or abroad. And we need to understand, are we caught there? Am I caught there? And I hope to God that I'm not. But I want to tell you what, I've been asking the Holy Spirit, what's holding me back? Even at that period of time, like I was talking about in the 40s, things was really hard, really hard. And my father, he said, we don't need a child. And I picked up a little book back there and it talked about the bastard curse. And I didn't even realize that I was a second child, but I was not wanted. I was a bastard child because my father did not want me. It don't make a difference about if you're the first or what line. It's where the parents does not want you. He got mad and beat my mother up and tried to abort me. I'll tell you what, 47 years old, that's a hard news to handle. And just like some of you right now is getting stirred up, it's kind of touching some nerves within you. But that is the pool of Bethesda. When your spirit, man, starts getting stirred up inside. Sometimes it comes out as anger, sometimes as fear, sometimes just anxious. God, I need prayer, and I read now. But he told me to go home and tell my dad he told me that on Thursday afternoon, and Saturday noon, I drove in the driveway. He told me my father would be sitting on the porch next door. He was sitting on the porch. He said, go tell him. And boy, that's a rough one to do. You know, honor thy father and mother, thy day shall be long. And you're going to go tell your dad, well, I found out you tried killing me. You know, he might finish the job right there. And I went and told him. And you know something? There was something that happened in the spirit realm. It cracked wide open. And I was set free. And I told him right then at that point, I said, I forgive you. I didn't hold bitterness towards him. And he admitted it. He says, who told you? Who told you? The kingdom of God, it supernaturally goes past any boundaries. God is in that realm. He spoke to nothing, created something, hung it on nothing, and it's still here today. How big is the spirit world? How many spirits have we been delivered from? You know, I've been working on anger, and a lot of anger has come off of me. But sometimes there's something like a righteous anger and gets on me, and I still need to check that. I still need to check that. I'm right, you're wrong. Well, guess what? That spirit of the living God is the mediator. That spirit of the living God is the counselor. That spirit of the living God is the judge. That spirit of the living God will put life where there was no life. And what is neat, though, is when people walk in off the street with a 2 or 3 month old baby, partial kidney, just a partial part of a liver, got a tumor on the brain. By the word of knowledge, we spoke to each one of those. By the word of knowledge, by the word that proceeded out of God's mouth, we spoke to that thing. And a week's time, we got news back that baby had all of his kidneys, all of his liver, and there was no tumor on his brain. And it was not me. There's one thing I know for sure. I'm not God. And I don't pretend to be God. But I thank God that He tells me things that I can go free. And I can see other people free. And He's placed that desire in me that I want to see you free. I want to see you whole. I want to see you well. I want to see you functioning like God wants you to function. And I didn't even know it. And here's one of the things I had to get delivered. It's called a religious spirit. Has anybody ever run into a religious spirit? I know it all. And don't you tell me any different. And believe me, I'm just telling you what the Father told me today. I'm preaching to you, not down to you. Because I cannot tell you anything else if it hadn't the Father told me. And it's not my word, but it's His word. But I was in a such a state of mind that I was the one that was doing the telling. Come on to church, you know. I was beating down doors, and boy, they say, oh, here comes that preacher, and bam, you know, the door. Here comes that religious freak, bam, with the door. Everybody got a door slammed in their face. Then I had the privilege to be invited to go on a little a three-day missionary journey from Arkansas down to Louisiana. And Louisiana is a highly Catholic-oriented. You have parishes down there. You have one Catholic church over here, and they got a parish, and everybody lives in that parish. They go to that church, and everybody lives in that parish, and they go to that church over there. And the missionary, he was a Cajun, Louis Chiatier. He was a Baptist minister, and he invited us to go down there and evangelize before the revival. Well, he says, he got in his mind, well, I'm going to take him to the hardest place I could think of to take him. So we went over there and knocked on the door, and I was with him. And he said, they came to the door and said, good evening. He said, my name is Louis Chiatier. This is Tom Stone. We want to invite you to a little Southern Baptist mission over here on Church Street. I said, thank you. Here's a dollar. Bam, went the door for your track. We went to the next one. And I'd done a drove 800 miles, you know, to go down there and to evangelize and to witness. And I was chomping at the bits. And I was wondering when this guy is going to let me talk. And we went to the next door, and the exact same thing happened. On the third door, I tapped him on the shoulder. It came my turn. I said, so I went to the door. And the lady came to the door, and she said, hello? I said, my name's Tom Stone. This is Louis Chiatier. Can we share just a little bit about Jesus Christ? She says, oh, I just came back from chemo. I've got cancer. And I said, can I pray for you? And I just reached to the door and put my hand on her and prayed for her. I said, oh, come on in. And we preached the gospel to Jesus Christ to her. Not religion. Not religion. And I don't know what all transpired with that lady because I never seen her again. But she had a smile on her face and she was feeling better when we left there. Next door, same identical thing. It came, it was a man. He said, I just brought my wife home from the hospital. She was having heart surgery. And she was all, I said, I'd just like to share a little bit about Jesus Christ and introduce herself. And I said, can we pray for her? Oh yeah, come on in. We prayed for her, and about the third one, after we got in there, he was a Baptist guy, and he was levitating off the ground about like this because he had never been in a door his entire life. He never got to present the gospel. He was always presenting the Baptist. And I'm telling you what, if you walk into the kingdom of God, you will go through doors that are closed. But now, guess what? When God comes into you and He makes His abode there, it gives you the power to close doors. In other words, close doors to your past. Close doors to old hurts. Close doors to anger. Close doors to bitterness. And you close them, and you close them tight. Don't bring out the cauldron and stir it every day. You hurt me 15 years ago. He says, renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily. And then if we know the Word of God, we don't get caught in this situation right here as these people. It says, verse 10, the nakedness of thy son's daughter and this daughter of thy daughter, even the nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for they are the kinsmen of thy own kin. Don't go into them. Don't have sex. That's verse 10. 11, it says, the nakedness of thy father's wife and wife's daughter. In other words, here is a split marriage, and now you've got two people married that's been married to other people, and they've got children. It says, and thy father's, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, and also your kinsman. 13, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of my mother's sister, and she is thy mother's nearest kinswoman, your aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law, and she is a son's wife. They shall not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of the woman and her daughter. In other words, I know situations that are sick, because they do not know the Word of God. And they're around you, and they're around me. They're around everywhere. So shall it be like in days of Sodom and Gomorrah when He will return. Jesus is around the corner. Can you feel it? Do you understand that? Right today, in August, by the flick of a pen, we can be in a world of hurt. We can be in a world of hurt. Because you tell a country that I'm not going to pay you back $50 trillion, and they will be here and grabbing your shirt collar. We need to pray for our government. We need to pray for it in a big time. Neither shalt thou take a wife's sister to vex her, to uncover her. Besides, there is the other wife in a lifetime. It says also, thou shalt not approach any woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put away for uncleanness. Some people use this for birth control. It causes deep, dark troubles for the women. And it causes problems for men. Andromuchiosis. If I can get it out right. Endometriosis. Endo. There was a reason why He said, don't do this. It also causes the men problems too. It's just not there. Verse 20, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife. It will defile you. Your wife will know where you've been, or your husband will know where you've been. It's just something of insight built in you. You'll know. Verse 21, thou shalt not let any of your seed pass through the fire to Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord. I am the Lord. Moloch was the king of abortion. Human sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 22, it says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as womankind. In other words, homosexuality. God said that. But I've had the privilege of praying for a lot of homosexuals, and they've come out of it. They can be forgiven. They can come out. They can change. God's in the changing business. Not Himself. He's in the business of changing humanity. And He can change things. Neither shall thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down. Hitherto, it is confusion. Can you see confusion today? And you see confusion. There is confusion all over the land. Male and female. It's getting worse as time goes on. And it's not going to be very long that if we cannot even talk about it in any church, we cannot talk about it. I'm not condemning those people. They condemn themselves. And I'm willing to remit their sins. I'm willing to pray for them to come out. To come out. To change. At first I wasn't. Oh, I used to, when I was on the wild side, I used to look for them to bash them. You know? I thought it was fun going into gay bars in San Francisco. Because I didn't care how many there were. I was a bull on the prowl for a fight. But God changed my heart. I see compassion. They're caught. They're caught in areas of a whole lot of compassion, and two of them find each other, and the compassion just boils into heat. And here we go. Beguiled, tricked, deceived, seduced. the same word that was used with Eve. It took them out of the Garden of Eden, and it'll take us out of the Garden of Eden, out of the kingdom of God. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. We all like to hear the rosy message, bless me, bless me, bless me. But I'm here because a true prophet says, repent, turn. I want to keep you from death. I want to keep you from dying early. I want to speak life to you and life more abundant. You start down at chapter 5, verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, that which is adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, or hatreds. Hatred is murder. If you hate somebody, it is murder. So, have you ever murdered anybody? I hated somebody. I hated them real bad. But I had to come to an area for forgiveness. And I'm no longer a murderer. I released them. Because who was being tormented? Was it them? I was being tormented. I was being tormented. Matthew 5, and he says he'll turn you over to the tormentor and you will pay all. And if you do it physically, you will pay all because they'll come and arrest you. You're throwing you in jail. You lose your husband. You lose your wife. You lose your children. You lose your house. You lose your car. You lose your privileges. You'll pay all. And it says envy and murder, drunkenness, rivalry, and such like I tell you and tell you before, I also tell you in times past, that which do such of these things, what? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Shall is a pretty strong word. But Jesus Christ, thank God He came to bleed and died for us that we can go free. That we can go free. How many people wants to be free? I want to be free. I want to be free some from myself in some areas. And everybody in here has judged ourselves. Have you judged yourself? Have you liked everything that you saw? I'm not perfect. But I'm not going to tell God He didn't make a perfect thing because He says, I make it perfect. I made you wonderfully created you. Don't tell Him any other difference. You got an identity crisis. You're fighting against the wrong person. Guess what? You will not go past go. You will not collect $200. It says, and you'll go straight to jail. Straight to jail. But it says, but the fruits of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against, and that's completely out from the law, that if you do this, you're not under the law any longer. And the only way we can get out from underneath the law is I done it, I confess it, God forgive me, and I repent of it. He works like this right here. You know, He says, I cover it. You can't see it. See, this is sin. This has hit somebody in the nose. This has stabbed somebody. This has pulled the trigger and missed. But I repented. And it's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's wanting you to really think about every sin we've ever done. You didn't create all the sins you've done at one time. So some of us need to have fellowship with Him and really get honest. I stole crayons. I cheated. That's when I was filled with the Holy Spirit in the Baptist church. That's kind of strange. And they were preaching against being filled with the Spirit. That's speaking with tongues of Satan. And I got convicted. I mean, I got scared. The hell was scared right out of me that night. I meant business. I went down there. I told the Father about all my deeds, all my things. I meant business. But you know, I had never been around a Pentecostal church. I never heard anybody speak in tongues. But I told the Father, but I said, I just don't want part of you. I want all of you. And immediately I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Evidence of speaking in tongues. I was 11 years old in the Baptist church, and the preacher didn't know what to do with me. He just set me on the back line of the of all the people that came up to be baptized. I felt brand new. I had the smell of a brand new Chevrolet car on me, or a Ford, or a Toyota, a BMW. And I felt like I could jump over mountains. I could fly with eagles. But they told me, once saved, always saved. They didn't tell me that if I do something else, I need to ask for forgiveness of that. Or I missed that part, if they did say that. Once saved, always saved. My fire insurance. Called to the ministry at 15 years old. Ran off. Found a little old gal. Went chasing. Pretty soon. And then God said, it's time for you to turn around. The kingdom of God started opening up. God is real. And God wants us to be free. He wants us to be free. And I want to be free. And I want to see you free. Not for a notch on my belt or anything of that nature. I want you to be free to where you can go preach the kingdom of God to somebody else. You know, and rewards, they're all God's rewards. They're not mine. They are God's rewards. And if we think we're doing something for reward, we're on the wrong track. And he says, and talking about it, he says, know ye not you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And you are going to be the temple. There's not going to be no 5-bedroom house, 4-car garages in heaven. You are going to be there. And what you do with your life today and how you treat yourself is how you're going to represent yourself in heaven. We have been duped. We have been beguiled. We have been tricked. Everything in a book has been thrown at us. And a lot of us have swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm going to tell one more testimony right quick, and then I'm going to close, and we're going to have a coming out party. There was a time in our lives that we were searching for God, and we was moving from church to church, wanting to find out more about God, wanting to find the kingdom of God, wanting to start operating in the Lord. And we went to a little church up in Missouri. What was it? Joy's a Well, anyway. I remember the church. And there was a black man there named Brother Roundtree. Full of the Holy Spirit. Full of love. And he reached and grabbed me and walked me up and down across there and was prophesying to me. And then as soon as he turned me loose, he grabbed a hold of Diane and told her the much saying. He said, don't look around. Don't get jealous of him. Because you're going to be doing the same and blah, 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 and this and that and the other. Long story short, we heard that prophecy and we went home and we was going to become a house of prayer. We tried to open up our house. We tried paying people to come to get prayer. I mean, cook meals and things and nothing. But then what happened was I was failed to hear the part that a prophecy needs to die and be formed in you by the Holy Spirit. And when He brings it alive, it will come alive. But it's the timing of the Holy Spirit. And when the timing hit, before we knew it, there were 70 people in our front room and we was praying for them. And people were being healed and things of that nature. But it's the timing of the Holy Spirit. It's the timing of the Holy Spirit. And if God's spoken to you and stirred a spark in you or convicted you of a place, We're going to pray right now and let God work. Let Him do some things. Stand up. You've all been listening to me for a while. I've been bumping my gums and the backside is getting a little numb and carbohydrates, or if you've ate or you've got a little sleepy, you've got to wiggle it around, get some blood flowing, and then we're going to pray. Thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. And I'm pretty sure that everybody is hungry, because you wouldn't be at a deliverance camp and in the hottest part of the time of the year. And that shows me there's a hunger there. It also says that you're God seekers. And a lot of times we're seeking God and things are held back to us. But as we come to the Holy Spirit and let Him move and God, and we find out that if we got a vampire spirit on us, or we got lust upon us, we got anger, and we get rid of these things, then the kingdom of God opens up to us. You know. So, Father, right now, and just repeat after me, Father,
I believe
that you came and was manifested in the flesh. And you stayed here 3 years preaching the kingdom of God.
And then we decided to crucify you.
And you was crucified and laid in the grave.
And you rose on the third day.
And now, sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father. And you hear our cry. In Jesus' name. Okay, everybody, if you want to sit down, just sit down. And we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now, and I just bind every evil spirit right now in Jesus' name. I break the power. I take the authority as a priest here at Lake Hamilton. I bind and break the power of every satanic force. I bind the strong man on every situation, every part of your life. I bind that strong man right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of anger right now in Jesus' name. All anger. I want everybody to cough at the same time. That helps your neighbor. In Jesus' name. Anger, I bind and break your power and command you to come out right now. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now. In Jesus' name. All anger, rage, rage toward yourself, anger toward yourself. I bind and break the power and command to loose you right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All religious spirits, pride. I bind the spirit of pride right now in Jesus' name. I break your power. I break your authority. Pride, come out right now in Jesus' name. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, I bind and break your powers and command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of pedophile in your family tree. I bind the break of power for it in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All abuse, all sexual abuse right now, I bind and break the power and authority. Come out of you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of murder, hatred, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All vampire spirits, sucking of the blood, eating of the blood, I bind and break the power and authority. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Send the Holy Spirit to uncover everything that's hidden right now in Jesus' name. The Word says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break blood covenants right now between you and your brother, you and your sister. I bind and break the power and authority. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all blood covenants between you and your uncle in Jesus' name. You come out right now in Jesus' name. I break and bind every spirit between you and your aunt right now. I bind and break the power and authority of command to come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind you, strong man of incest. You come out right now. All kissing cousins. I bind that spirit of kissing cousins right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on, cough it up. Cough it up. It's not worth hanging on to. Thank you, Father, right now in Jesus. I break the spirit of judgment right now. All judgment, self-judging right now in Jesus' name. Deep judgment, harassment judgment in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Something that says, well, you won't confess that. They won't like you. They won't like you. They won't let you preach again. They won't let you teach again. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Now, every spirit of guilt, you come out of them. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. You want a greater capacity, a greater work within you? Let it go right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of adultery, I bind the spirit of adultery right now in Jesus' name. Go right now. Every spirit of fornication, bind it, break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I praise you and glorify right now. All sexual sins, all sexual transmitted diseases right now, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. All pains in the hips, all the pains in the hip, arthritis in Jesus' name. They call it arthritis. I command it to come out of the hips right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Come out of the kidneys right now. All kidney poison, all I'll poison the kidneys right now. Come up, move up, come out right now. I pull a dart out of the liver right now in Jesus' name. Hepatitis, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Command you to loose you. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out right now. All hepatitis, move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Encephalitis, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All blood transmitted diseases right now, I cancel it by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. All blood transfusions right now, I cancel those blood curses that was in the other people that you received. I break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak in life. I speak life to you and life more abundant right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, and I praise and I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. Every curse that's been in your ancestry where your grandpa has moved property pens in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of murder that one of your ancestors has done has brought poverty to you right now in Jesus' name. All murder spirits that came down your ancestor. All extortion spirits that came down your ancestor that's keeping you in poverty today. Move. Come up right now in Jesus' name. A long line of murders that's lying just stacked up in the prisons today. And, oh, my daddy did it, my grandpa done it, so I might as well do it too. In Jesus' name. I bind that trickery. I bind that betrayal right now in Jesus' name. I bind those folks that steals your inheritance right now in Jesus. I bind the thief that stole your inheritance in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come up right now. Come up right now. All anger, bitterness towards those people that have stolen your inheritance, stolen what rightfully belongs to you in Jesus. Come out of it right now. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. Fibromyalgia, come up right now. Python, unloose the neck. Unloose the neck right now. Unloose the back right now in Jesus' name. You uncoil off the hips and you come out the spine right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out. All witchcraft, witchcraft of all sorts, all kinds in Jesus' name. All sorcery spirits, all tarot card reading, come out right now in Jesus' name. All levitations in Jesus' name. All Ouija boards, I bind and break the power and authority of Ouija boards right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of pendling, where they've held a pencil or a crystal over you, the woman's stomach to find out if you're a boy or a girl in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All words that were spoken over you at your birth in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All incest, move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All pedophile spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody that was involved in a wreck and there was a death involved, I cancel that death assignment over you right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Let it go. Let it go. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just drop your pride today and let God come in and move and clean your heart. Come on. Right now. Just let it go. Let it go. There are some areas in a lot of our lives that we refuse. We refuse to let go. Unforgiveness. I speak to that spirit of unforgiveness right now. Move up and come out right now. You spirit of disappointment. I speak to you right now. All disappointment right now. Come up. Come up right now in Jesus' name. All disappointment spirits right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. All spirits of offense, come out. Offense. Offense of every kind. Move up, come out. All spirits of offense right now. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of pornography. Pornography, come out right now. Pornography on the internet. Pornography in the mind. All imagination spirits. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All self-pleasing spirits, come out right now. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Incubus, succubus, come out right now in Jesus' name. Out of imagination, come out right now in Jesus' name. All end time mind control. Mind control right now in Jesus' name. Refusing, refusing, refusing to bend to God. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. A stoic spirit right now in Jesus' name. Come up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All self-religious spirits, come up right now in Jesus' name. I'm the only one. I'm the only one who hears from God. I was told this. I was told that. In Jesus' name. I break that spirit right now. I command it to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Elijah was there and Isaiah was there, and God told him, hey, there's 7,000 never bend their knee. It's not a private thing. It's not a personal own thing. It's a God thing. And when he could tell somebody here on this side of the earth, and he could tell somebody on the other side of the earth, the same identical thing. And it's not yours. It's his. It's his. Religious spirit, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. Command you to come out right now. Oh, claiming somebody else's husband. Oh, claiming somebody else's wife in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. All lusting after those tight-fitting blue jeans in Jesus' name. Male or female, I bind it and command you to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All meditating on somebody that's of the opposite sex or meditating on the same sex in Jesus' name. I bind and break your power. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I bind that strong man as we're taking the authority and we're taking it back right now to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to speak a healing to you right now. Every area that God has cleansed you from right now, Lord, from confusion of the mind, I speak to the mind. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Intestines where you've coughed, you coughed and the claws has been snatched out of your stomach, I speak a healing to it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Embarrassment, I speak a healing to the emotions right now in Jesus' name. Emotions be healed right now in Jesus' name. All emotions be healed in Jesus' name. All confusion, I speak to the confusion, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. I thank you. I send the Holy Ghost. I send the Holy Ghost right now to do the healing. And I thank you and I praise and I glorify you. Mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. He is your defender. He is and He's all we need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if I missed any spot, I want you to place your hand right now on the place that you need a healing right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of the neck. Come out of the neck right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus. The feet. All places in the feet right now. All in the back. The small of the back right now. In the stomach. In the gallbladder right now in Jesus' name. In the sinuses. In the sinuses. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just see the Holy Spirit moving up and down this aisle, wanting to minister, wanting to heal. Heal them right now in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus. I speak to the thyroid. I speak to the thyroid gland right now in Jesus' name. Line up. Line up right now in Jesus' name. The pituitary gland, I speak to it right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. All mental torment, I bind and break your powers and come out in Jesus' and be healed and be healed. Lord, right now, all ulcerated stomach right now in Jesus' name. All pit of your stomach right now, be healed. Healed right now, Father. Heal them right now in Jesus' name. Worry and stress, be healed right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, glorify. Stress, you killer, I speak to you, murdering spirit in Jesus' name. Come off of people right now. Stress, I speak to you, go in Jesus' name. I bind you, strong man, stress. Go right now in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and glorify. I speak a healing to that area that stress has started to steal your life in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and glorify. I speak to every place that drugs has taken any part of you and when you was in the wheat fields. I speak to every part that has been where you've been in the wheat field of alcohol. I speak to it right now. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Abandonment, I speak to that abandonment. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. The Father wants to adopt you. He's wanting to be your father. He's wanting to be your husband. He's wanting to be your brother. He's wanting to be your friend. And God, you keep those ones that has been given to us in Jesus' name. You keep them, Father. We just praise you. Heal across the hips in the name of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the right hip and the left hip, in Jesus' name, heal that right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, and glorify you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And they all said, Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.